One of the lessons I'm sure many of us learnt in school, or possibly have learnt since, is that diagram of a food chain. At the base, vast number of small creatures, barely visible, largely inanimate, becoming food for those that are larger and more complex, which in turn become food for those that are even larger and even more complex. And at the top, the apex predator. A neat pyramid in which the animal at the top has little direct relationship with the ones at the bottom. That pyramid illustration is so elegantly simple. It's been applied in many situations, from describing the structures of a business to demonstrating the hierarchy of a church. Notice, however, that its very arrangement tends to place much greater importance on the few at the top than on the many holding up the base. Our gospel reading takes us to that point where Jesus' public ministry finishes and the second part of the gospel begins. Now Jesus shares a meal in private with his disciples on the day before the Passover. Yet this is not a Passover meal as described in the book of Exodus, nor does it contain the words instituting Holy Communion as found in the letter to the Corinthians. Instead, Jesus moves from spreading a message of unconditional love to being that message, to living it out. The first sign of this intent is found in his action with a bowl, water, and a towel. So we have the picture in front of you. The bread and the wine of the Eucharist sit on the table. Their moment will come, but their moment is not yet. Instead, Peter, the reluctant disciple, the impetuous disciple, sits on a stool, his feet in a bowl of discoloured water. In front of him, one kneels, barefoot himself. I wonder who washed Jesus' feet. The truth is, no one. Foot washing was the job of the one at the lowest end of the pyramid. No one washed that person's feet. Jesus' head is shrouded in a towel. It cannot be seen. But look at that murky water. A face is reflected. A face speaking words for Peter to hear. Unless I wash you, you have no part of me. Jesus takes this pyramid, the basis of so many of our power structures that we perceive in nature and build amongst ourselves, and he turns it upside down. The first is last, the greatest is least. And he shows his disciples the true meaning of what it is to be one of God's own. The master washes the disciples' feet, and they must do likewise. St. Francis of Assisi did just the same. Not by beating down the doors of ecclesiastical palaces and dragging the bishops out to serve people, but by living with and for the poorest in society, offering food, shelter, teaching, hope, and self-worth. Mother Teresa of Calcutta did it by washing and tending to the dying on the streets, caring for each of them as if they were Jesus himself. We do not know what medical aid that brought to those people. but it gave them the great gift of dignity and self-worth. And we, you and I, are called to discover the ways that work best for us and the communities in which we find ourselves. But we also need to remember that Christ calls each one of us by name as he called those first disciples. He has personally washed each of us clean and assured us that we are loved as the people we are right now. This is an amazing gift. It should give us strength. It is also a way of being for us to pass on to others. For when we share the experience of God's devoted love for every single individual, regardless of how clean their feet, their hands, their souls, we become a living communion. Amen.